This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is toxic trait denial, and how it keeps both parties stuck? Why refusing to see your own toxic traits traps everyone involved? In short, toxic trait denial is when a person refuses to acknowledge their own harmful behavioural patterns, keeping both themselves and the people around them trapped in a cycle that cannot heal. Denial is often unconscious, driven by shame or fear, not deliberate dishonesty. It affects both parties. The denier stays stuck in harmful patterns, and the other person begins to doubt their own reality. You cannot force awareness, but you can stop arranging your life around someone else's refusal to see clearly. Definition: toxic trait denial occurs when a person consistently refuses to recognize or accept that their own behavior is harmful to others. Rather than taking responsibility, they deflect, minimize, or reframe the problem, making genuine repair and change impossible for both parties. You raise the issue carefully, choosing your words. You stay calm. You give a specific example, and then you watch the person across from you look at you as if you are the problem. They redirect. They list everything you have done wrong. They say you are too sensitive. You walk away more confused than when you started, wondering whether you were wrong to bring it up at all. That moment is what toxic trait denial looks like in practice. It is one of the most frustrating dynamics you will encounter with a difficult person, and understanding it clearly is the first step toward knowing what to do about it. In this article, you will understand what toxic trait denial actually is, why it happens, what it costs both parties, and how to respond when you're caught in its grip. If you are also dealing with a difficult conversation that has stalled entirely, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's progress covers the practical opening moves. Here, we focus on the denial itself. What toxic trait denial actually means. Toxic trait denial is a consistent refusal to acknowledge that one's own behaviour is harmful to others. It is not the same as a single moment of defensiveness, which most of us have experienced. It is a pattern the person repeatedly, across situations, and over time, cannot or will not accept feedback about the impact of what they do. In practice, it shows up as deflection, minimization, and reframing. Someone points out a damaging behavior, and instead of engaging with the concern, the denier shifts the focus. You always overreact. I only did that because you pushed me to it. You are remembering it wrong. The content changes, but the move is always the same away from accountability. Here is what this looks like in real life. A manager routinely interrupts colleagues in meetings and dismisses their ideas without consideration. When a team member raises this, the manager says the team is too slow to make decisions and someone has to drive things forward. The feedback is not heard. The pattern continues. The manager's toxic trait, the dismissiveness, goes unnamed and unchanged while the team absorbs the cost. This is why understanding denial matters. It is not an academic concept. It is the barrier standing between a difficult relationship and any possibility of repair. Why toxic trait denial matters for everyone involved. Here is the truth of it. Toxic trait denial does not just harm the person who raises the concern. It traps everyone in the situation. The denier stays locked in patterns that damage their relationships and, eventually, their reputation. The other person stays locked in a cycle of trying harder to be heard. The relationship stagnates completely. When one person cannot acknowledge their harmful patterns, every attempt at honest conversation ends in the same place. Nothing shifts. The same conflicts repeat. Trust erodes quietly, the way roots weaken under winter frost, until the whole structure becomes unstable. The other person begins to doubt their own reality. Repeated denial has a disorienting effect. When your clear, specific experience is consistently reframed or dismissed, you start to question whether you're seeing things accurately. This self-doubt is one of the most damaging consequences of prolonged exposure to denial. The denier loses the chance to grow. Avoiding accountability feels protective in the short term. In the long term, it robs the person of the self-awareness needed to build stronger relationships and earn real respect from the people around them. Teams and groups fracture under the weight of it. When toxic trait denial goes unaddressed in a workplace, others notice. Those who raised concerns disengage. Those who did not also carry the cost because the behavior that has been denied continues to affect the environment. You can read more about how this plays out in Why Avoiding Difficult Conversations is the Hidden Enemy of Team Health. Understanding what is at stake makes it easier to take the situation seriously, rather than minimizing it yourself. The key characteristics of toxic trait denial. You know toxic trait denial is operating when you see these signs consistently across different situations and over time. Number 1. Reflexive blame shifting. When confronted with a concern, the person's first move is to redirect attention toward the other party's faults. They do not engage with what was said. They respond by listing what you did wrong. For example, you raise their sharp tone in a meeting, and within seconds the conversation has become about your oversensitivity. Number 2. Minimizing the impact. The denier acknowledges the surface event, but refuses to accept that it caused harm. I was just being direct. That was weeks ago. Why are you still on this? The effect of their behavior on others is treated as an overreaction, not a legitimate experience. Number 3. Consistent reframing. Every incident gets a new explanation that casts the denier in a reasonable light. They were stressed. You misunderstood. The context was different. When this happens across every situation, it is no longer clarification. It is a pattern of self-protection. Number 4. Anger or withdrawal when pressed. When the redirections and minimizations do not close the conversation, the denier escalates emotionally or shuts down entirely. This punishes the person who raised the concern and trains them not to do so again. Number 5. No genuine apology. A sincere apology acknowledges the specific harm caused. Deniers produce conditional apologies. I'm sorry you feel that way, or I'm sorry if that upset you. The phrasing removes their agency and your validity in the same breath. Together, these characteristics form a self-sealing system. Every attempt to break through reinforces the walls. Recognizing the pattern for what it is, a defense mechanism, not a deliberate conspiracy, is where clear thinking has to begin. Common misconceptions about toxic trait denial. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about toxic trait denial. Misconception. Toxic trait denial is always deliberate and manipulative. The truth. Most people in denial are not consciously deceiving you. The avoidance is often driven by deep shame or a fragile sense of self-worth. Acknowledging a harmful pattern would require the person to hold a view of themselves that feels intolerable. That does not excuse the harm caused, but it does mean that some people, approached with the right combination of clarity and patience, can begin to see what they previously could not. Assuming malice too quickly closes doors that might otherwise open. Misconception. If you explain things more clearly, the person will eventually understand. The truth. Toxic trait denial is not a communication problem. It is a self-awareness and accountability problem. Providing more detail, better examples, or softer phrasing rarely changes the outcome. In fact, the more you work to explain yourself, the more the denier can redirect the conversation toward your delivery. If you want to see what happens when clear feedback still meets a wall, how to respond when a team member reacts defensively to feedback gives your practical method for those moments. Misconception. If someone denies a toxic trait, they must not care about the relationship. The truth. Ironically, some of the most intense denial comes from people who care deeply, but cannot face the idea that they have caused harm to someone they value. The denial is a form of self-protection, not indifference. Understanding this does not change what you need to do, but it can change how you approach the conversation. The short takeaway: denial is complex, but your response to it does not have to be. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books they write every time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Toxic trait denial in real situations. Here is what toxic trait denial looks like when it is, and is not, present in the workplace. A senior colleague has a habit of taking credit for team ideas in front of leadership. When a junior team member raises this privately, the colleague responds that she simply articulates the team's thinking clearly and that the junior member needs to build more confidence in meetings. The concern is deflected. The behavior continues. The junior member stops raising ideas in team sessions, and the colleague remains unaware or unwilling to be aware of the cost. This is classic denial. The pattern persists, and the person raising it pays the price. In a team setting, a team member consistently misses deadlines, but frames every instance as someone else's failure to provide information on time. The project lead addresses it directly, using specific dates and examples. The team member agrees the deadlines were missed, but produces a different explanation for each one. No single incident is accepted as his responsibility. Across time, the pattern is undeniable to everyone except him. Dealing with this kind of entrenched behavior requires a structured approach. The DEAL method for resolving conflict gives you a clear framework for these conversations. In a personal or leadership context, a team leader dismisses concerns brought by two different team members in the same month, telling each of them separately that they are being too emotional. When HR flags a pattern, the leader insists both conversations were examples of her being direct and honest. The denial at this level, when it involves a person with authority, causes cascading harm because others observe the consequences and stay silent. Patterns like this often show up alongside passive-aggressive behavior that erodes trust quietly. What these scenarios share is simple: one person cannot see what everyone else can, and that blindness costs everyone. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about toxic trait denial. Name the pattern, not just the incident. A single accusation is easy to dismiss. A calm, clear description of a repeated pattern is much harder to deflect. Prepare your examples before you speak. Stop trying to be heard by someone who's not listening. You can only control what you raise and how you raise it. If the denial is consistent, the problem is not your explanation. Trying harder to be understood keeps you stuck. Understand that denial is often shame in disguise. This does not mean you accept harmful behavior. It means you approach the conversation without contempt, which gives it the best possible chance of landing. Set a boundary around what you will absorb. You cannot force awareness in another person. You can decide what behavior you will continue to accept and what you will not. That decision belongs entirely to you. Watch for the effect on your own confidence. Prolonged exposure to toxic trait denial erodes your trust in your own perception. If you find yourself constantly second-guessing what you clearly experienced, take that seriously. Seek a structure for the conversation. Unstructured confrontations tend to escalate or collapse. Using a clear method, like the one covered in scripts for addressing team members who are undermining the group, gives the conversation a shape that denial finds harder to dismantle. If you want to go further, look at how emotional escalation compounds toxic trait denial in the moment. Signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying trust in real time gives you the science behind why these conversations go sideways so fast. Recognizing toxic trait denial clearly is the first move. What you do next determines whether you stay stuck or find a way forward. Frequently asked questions. What is toxic trait denial? Toxic trait denial is when a person consistently refuses to recognize or accept that their own behavior is harmful to others. Rather than taking responsibility, they deflect, minimize, or reframe the problem. This pattern keeps conflict unresolved and prevents any genuine repair or change. What are signs of toxic trait denial in a person? Common signs include deflecting blame onto others, minimizing the impact of their behavior, changing the subject when confronted, and becoming angry or withdrawn when questioned. They rarely apologize sincerely and often reframe their actions as reasonable responses to what you did first. How do you deal with someone in toxic trait denial? Name the specific behavior clearly, without attacking the person. Stay calm, hold your boundary, and do not accept redirection. If they refuse to engage honestly, you may need to limit contact or change how you interact. You cannot force awareness, but you can stop absorbing the consequences of their avoidance. Can toxic trait denial be unintentional? Yes, many people in denial are not being deliberately dishonest. The avoidance is often unconscious, driven by shame or fear of how they see themselves. This does not reduce the harm caused, but it does mean that some people, when confronted with patience and clarity, can begin to see what they previously could not. How does toxic trait denial affect the other person? The person on the receiving end often begins to doubt their own perception of events. Over time, constant denial erodes their confidence, increases their frustration, and traps them in a cycle of trying harder to be heard. The relationship stagnates because one person will not acknowledge what the other cannot stop experiencing. What is the difference between toxic trait denial and simply disagreeing? Disagreement is specific. Two people see the same event differently. Toxic trait denial is a pattern a person consistently refuses to acknowledge any harmful behavior, regardless of evidence or feedback. If someone never, across any situation, accepts that their actions caused harm, that is denial, not a difference of opinion. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.